us back into the session of the special meeting of the board, and we will open with a public comment.
So I thought this was a good time to bring up, since we're talking about the redistricting and things of that nature. I don't know if you all saw that this last year, Sweetwater Union School District passed Measure CC, which implemented term limits for school board members. And so County Council did an impartial analysis on it, and I brought a copy of the measure so that you guys can see it. But I thought it might be a good opportunity, since we're talking about restructuring the way our board members are elected, that maybe we think about actually implementing some term limits. I don't agree with Sweetwater too much because they just have a two-year term limit, and I think that 2 years is probably too short for board members, but I think 3 years might be a good consideration.
Is it 3 years? 2 years or three terms?
Sweetwater does two terms. I think three terms would be maybe better suited for a school district because it takes people through a couple of years, and you know, I know there's a lot to learn as I've been learning this last year for the school districts. But one of the things that they said in here, which is why they decided to move into the term limits, is because they think, one, that there should be full and free access to elected offices is a right of all citizens, that unchecked multiple terms of incumbency allows the encroachment of politicians, creating an inequitable advantage in the electoral process, ensuring equal access to the elected positions of the district is a critical public benefit and will reduce the cost of running for this important public office and remove the inherent advantage of incumbency, allowing increased public participation in the electoral process. And then setting a limit on the number of terms an individual may serve on the board will cause a rejuvenation of the board by bringing fresh ideas and broadening the range of persons making important decisions affecting the district, its students, and schools, and will create more competitive elections by ensuring that periodically the advantages of incumbency of a board member will yield to increased citizen participation in seeking elective office. So I just wanted to share this with you all, because I think since you're talking about redistricting, it might be worth thinking about term limits, putting it on the ballot measure in 18 as well.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We will move on to our discussion and action.
Okay. So the board's had an opportunity to review the resolution of intent to explore this process of creating sub-districts for trustee voting areas. We had the presentation from Mr. Salt at the last meeting on the general overview of the process. If the board adopts the resolution this evening, then that would start our 90-day safe harbor period. So we would have until December 27th to complete the process. And so we will have a tentative schedule for not only regularly scheduled meetings, but some special meetings because there are multiple public hearings that are required, and also some community meetings that are recommended that we would do once the maps are drafted. And we can get all of that done, we think, by the December 14th regular meeting. And we would, if the board does adopt the resolution, we would send a message out to all of our families in English and Spanish next week, along with the proposed schedule.
Okay, good. Yes. Are there questions from the board? I guess we need a motion to move forward.
Second.
Okay, that'd be a roll call.
Ms. Muir?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Ms. Hergesheimer?
Yes.
Ms. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Ms. Herman?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion carried.
We will get working on that.
Okay.
And that was our only item.
So, meeting adjourned.
All right, thank you.